Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a clucking.
Other animals. And... action!
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, Rockaholics. Happy Tuesday, and special shout out to everyone who still has their Halloween decorations up like I do. Are yours up or down?
They're up, but they're not plugged in.
Yes! All right, that counts.
And the outside. The inside, a couple little things are still out there.
Oh, yeah, we still have ghosts hanging in the trees.
Yeah.
We've got everything out, but I have been seeing more and more people in our neighborhood putting their Christmas trees up, and this is really upsetting to me.
Yeah, we haven't yet put up our Thanksgiving Day decorations.
Which I have two. I have two pumpkins. I have two indoor...
Who are you two?
pumpkins.
I have one. I have a small plush turkey that we put up on our little entertainment center.
Do you have any Thanksgiving decorations?
I don't know. I have to check with my wife. I'm not sure if we do or don't.
Oh, my gosh. Dan, maybe like you should take Steve on a Thanksgiving decoration shopping spree.
Where do we go to get this? At the Thanksgiving R Us?
As you can tell, if you go to any store right now, they have just moved Christmas in.
Dude,
Thanksgiving is forgotten.
It was weird being at Target on Halloween, because we did the trick-or-treating at the South Hill Mall. Of course, we have to stop at Target first. That's how you get Tatum to go into the mall. And we went straight to the candy section and all the Halloween stuff. First of all, everything was like 50% off.
Oh,
I almost made so many stupid purchases, including a skeleton that sang, that had like a disco head. It was awesome.
I saw those, but not at Target.
50% off.
I saw them at a roller skating rink, and they were like, I was like, what is happening? Why do I not have this?
They even had one that does like a workout, like it's like an 80s workout skeleton. Tatum wanted that one. So did I. Mom shut these down, surprisingly.
I feel like you need to go back with Tatum and not Mom and just make it happen.
Oh, they're probably gone already.
You think
so? So we get there, and it's about 40% Halloween, and they're phasing it out as we were there and turning it into Christmas decorations.
So I bet people were just circling it like sharks and getting all the best stuff.
Oh, yeah. All the Christmas lights are already sold out. No, it's insane, though. You're right.
Oh, boy. Well, happy Halloween, happy holidays, all of it. Let's get into the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And I can't give everybody too hard of a time because my daughter's already talking about her damn her darn advent calendar, which is a Furby theme.
No.
She's ready to open it up. She's like, when can I open this up? Like, we got like another month until you can open this thing up.
Wait, they don't make all the annoying Furby sounds, do they?
I don't know yet.
Do you
I'll
remember
let you know.
The annoying Furby sounds?
Yes, because we have two Furbies. She's into Furbies right now. They sell them at Target.
I'm so sorry.
I don't know, man. Because they have mystery boxes. And it doesn't matter what it is. If it's a mystery box and there's a chance of her getting duplicates or if she ones that are limited edition, she wants it.
There's something so creepy about back in the day, your Furby would just kind of start making noise in the middle of the night and all of a sudden you'd hear, and I'm like, what is happening? It sounds so evil.
Right, because you think they're possessed.
They're so awful. I am sorry that you're dealing with that.
The DMB is brought to you by Palace Lawn. Today it's National Furby Day. No, it's not. It's National Candy Day. Can we stop with the candy?
My
waistline would like for us to stop with the candy.
It's real bad out there.
Last night, what wasn't bad was your Seattle Kraken.
Yeah.
Matty Beniers and Jordan Eberle both had a goal as the Kraken beat the Blackhawks 3-1. Joey DeCord had a great game as well. Seattle is now at 6-2-4, their best 12-game start ever. Grant, it's only been 5 years, but still, they are in first place.
Let's go Kraken!
We are our first place team.
Should we say it?
This is our year!
Release the Kraken. No. No, not yet. Maybe. Kinda. We could do it.
Release the Kraken.
All right, we're in. It is funny because I had my friend text me who's like a big hockey fan. He's like, and he sent me all these screenshots and stats. Yes. And he's like, Kraken are going far this year. And I was like, you are the one that said they're not even making the playoffs at the beginning of the season.
It's November 4th.
It's so different than all the experts with the Seahawks. Start of the season. Wow, downgrade from Geno Smith. Next thing you know, Sam Darnold should be the MVP. Up next, they play Wednesday night, taking on the San Jose Sharks. And speaking of hockey, NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman and Cowboys owner Jerry Jones, they just announced that the stadium series, the big outdoor stadium series this year, or in 2027, sorry, it's going to be happening over at the AT&T Stadium for the Dallas Stars, you know, where the Cowboys play. That's pretty awesome.
Well, I realized yesterday that YouTube TV, which we subscribe to, is in a fight with ESPN, so we did not have Monday Night Football last night instead. We watched the Sounders match, Danny. Yeah. And the Sounders beat Minnesota United 4-2 to force a winner-take-all game 3 in their first-round MLS Cup Series. This showdown happened Saturday in Minnesota. It was honestly one of the most exciting soccer matches I've ever watched.
Well, let's go to our Sounders sports desk with Danny V. Were you at the game?
No, I was on my couch, Steve.
All right. Well, there's your Sounders recap.
I sold my tickets. I lost some money, but I watched them win at home.
Nice.
And now they play Saturday, winner take all. That's pretty awesome. Yeah. So go Sounders. And you didn't miss much with the Monday Night Football game. The Cardinals, with their backup quarterback, ended up beating the Dallas Cowboys 27-17. Yeah. Who's their backup quarterback? It's Jacoby Brissett. He threw for 261 yards, 2 touchdowns. Up next, they take on the Seahawks, where hopefully he does not play well.
Yeah.
As far as weather, we're going to be hitting a high of 55 degrees. It's going to be a nice chilly day outside, a little cloudy as well. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
You know it's going to be a good time when Brent Smith and Zach Myers from Shinedown are in town, and they are part of our Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday happening December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena. Also, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead.
Bunch of great bands are going to be there. Dez Rocks as well. I'm very excited to see him perform.
It's going to be so fantastic, and if you miss out, you're going to be so sad. So just go get a ticket at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests,
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There is a video going viral right now, and it's from after the Blue Jays lost that very heartbreaking Game 7 of the World Series.
At home in Toronto.
So many chances to make it happen, and it did not. So the sports channel TSN was asking fans who were leaving the game how they were feeling.
What's your feeling leaving the stadium after such a heartbreaker?
I mean, it's a real kick in the... I'll tell you, I feel like we lost on a cracked bat.
We blew it, really. It's really just heartening to go through it.
It's heartbroken, man. I was hoping for a party tonight. I wanted to celebrate.
Absolute heartbreak, but I cannot wait for game one next year.
Love the
I feel like you could also replace this in, if they didn't have like that Canadian vibe to their voice. You'd be like, this is Seattle Mariners fans talking after the game, the series against the Blue Jays.
Totally.
Love the optimism, man.
It's the only way. I can't look at it another way right now other than the fact that I want to puke on the ground.
I'm just...
That guy, he summed up all of Toronto.
Just in shock right now. I wanted the boys to win.
How are you feeling in the stadium right now?
How am I feeling?
Yeah.
Super depressed and sad for our team.
I am devastated. This has been 32 years and bought 6 tickets for this game for my whole family. And we'll be there the next year. We'll do it again.
Oh, 6 tickets?
Broken heart and broken wallet.
Ouch.
Did you see somebody had a picture? It was a very, like, a picture's worth a thousand words kind of moment. It was a picture of the guy's dad after the series ended, and his dad's just sitting on like the steps of the stairs leading up to the upstairs part of their house, just like kind of dejected, like with his hands in his head. And I'm like, man, that picture says so much without saying a single thing.
Yeah. Well, we ended up chatting with the Ted Smith and Mike Hawk from the men's room yesterday, chatting about the first time that you remember sports really letting you down.
When was the first time in your life where sports let you down? Probably when I was 4 or 5.
You have an answer.
Like I was a Commanders fan back then and they lost in the Super Bowl. I remember people crying. It was awful.
Was that when Doug Williams was the quarterback?
No, that team won.
Oh, they won, yes.
Yeah, so that was very disappointing. Yeah, that was probably that age.
Poor baby Ted.
Doesn't everybody have a memory like that?
1984 when the San Diego Padres lost to the Detroit Tigers. That's why I was so happy when the Mariners beat the Tigers, because they finally avenged them beating the Padres when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It took a couple of years.
Yeah.
Mike Hawk, you're over here. What's the first time sports let you down?
2006 when the Seahawks lost the Super Bowl to the Steelers. We got robbed. Yep.
Yeah.
I just have to say, now that I'm thinking about it, one of the most disappointing moments in all of sports for me, losing the Seattle Supersonics in, what was it, 2008?
Yeah.
2008? That was pretty brutal.
And that was a slow burn. Like, you're like, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
I'm still not over it.
It's happened.
It happened. Thank you, Ted. All right, what about you, Danny?
It was 1998.
See, I love that we all have the exact moment.
I was in fourth grade, and all my friends were Green Bay Packers fans. But my family, as I said before, were either Dallas Cowboy or Denver Broncos fans. And that year, I just got really into the Green Bay Packers because I wanted to, like, I bought a Brett Favre jersey.
Oh, my goodness. He was wearing Wranglers.
Yeah, I was against everything Broncos because all of my family were cheering for the Broncos. And, of course, the Broncos and the Packers go to the Super Bowl. I swear to God, I bet every single person a Coke, candy, everyone that was a Broncos fan, I bet them that the Packers were going to win because I was so sure of it. Well, the Broncos came, kicked their asses, and lost. And on Monday, I went with a backpack full of sodas and candy, and I had to pay everyone out, including the lunch lady.
Oh, you're betting the lunch lady?
The lunch lady.
What a cocky little kid over here betting the lunch lady.
I think I bet the principal. I had to pay everyone out. And after that, I put my Brett Favre jersey away and hated sports for the next 20 years.
And that's where Danny's gambling problem began.
And his origin story of him becoming a Coke dealer.
Yes, true.
Ow. The Daily Mix Show.
Poor Danny.
206. 803 Rock. We want to take it to you, Rockaholics. Do you remember the first time that sports really let you down? Call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after The Offspring. Do you want... do you want? Do you want to remember the first time sports let you down? Maybe you don't want to.
No, I like to forget all those times I've been let down by sports.
I mean, as both a Seattle sports fan and a Coug, Steve, it's happened many times in my life. Pretty much my entire 40 years on the planet has been one sporting letdown after the next.
It seems like there's always that time where you're just like, and I mean, it happened even this year with the Mariners where I was just like, why do I do this? Why do I like sports? It hurts me way more than it makes me happy. Like, I'll sit there and watch an entire game, even if the team's losing, and I'm just like, what are we doing? Why am I doing this? I could do so much better things with my day than watch this.
It's a punishment.
I know, but yet I still keep going back. Like, I'm now excited for the Mariners season next year because the World Series is done. And I'm like, why? So I could be disappointed again next October?
Keep that hope alive, Steve.
Okay, I will.
Again, do you remember the first time that sports let you down? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Daniel, you're in Shelton. When was the first time sports let you down?
Good morning. All righty. So we got to go back to 1994, and I am being signed up for Pee Wee Soccer.
Okay.
And I don't get to be on the same team as my best friend, who literally lives three doors down from me. It destroyed my little heart forevermore.
I get it. Yeah.
That would be devastating. Yeah. You want to be with your buddy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm watching that now with my daughter and her cousin where it's like anything that they do, they want to do together. And I'm like, but there is a part of me that's just like separate them. So like, you know, let's get this out of the way. Like now even like, it's great. It's not sports, but it's dance classes. So sometimes like the teacher has them not in the same group. And I could tell like it devastates Tatum. I'm like, good. Like, we can't, not that I want my daughter to be devastated, but I don't want her to constantly rely on, like, her happiness being with the one friend or one cousin.
Yeah, I think it helps, like, with their confidence, too, just knowing that they can, like, operate independently of that person. But I think all of our kids deal with that.
Granted, it's still not as disappointing as the Tigers beating the Padres in the World Series in 1984, which is way more and more. When somebody even texted, like, Migs, were you a Padres fan? I was a Steve Garvey fan.
All the Steves.
And it was just as a kid, that was like the first time I really fell in love with a team, like because they were just such a ragtag group. And there's like even like YouTube documentaries about this team because they were just like a very dysfunctional group of guys, but somehow they made it work. They were fighting other teams, they were fighting each other.
Weren't they like womanizers and doing drugs and stuff too?
Yeah, Steve Garvey was the womanizer. The second baseman, I can't remember his name. He was the guy that was doing the drugs. They were just a mess of a team, but I loved that team. And then they just got crushed by the Detroit Tigers, and I remember just being so mad. Like it was just, and genuinely, when the Tigers looked like they might beat the Mariners, I'm like, not again. I can't deal with these Tigers.
Not twice in one lifetime.
Right.
Do you remember the first time sports let you down? 206-803-ROCK.
So he says, I'm a Denver Broncos fan that lives in Seattle. I don't need to say anymore, do I?
Oh, yeah. That was quite a butt kicking.
Somebody said, the first time sports let me down, the 2001 Seattle Mariners. I thought they were invincible. Clearly, they were not.
Damn the Yankees.
That was a crazy time when you think about, like, well, 116 wins. Everybody thought that. Ichiro, rookie of the year, league MVP. You thought for sure that this is the year.
That was our year.
That was.
So was this.
Somebody said Super Bowl 49. I legit walked home in silence. My friends and I, we still don't bring it up.
No.
That was hard. I remember leaving the stadium in Phoenix. I got to go. And, you know, we're all just like, Seahawks are going to win the Super Bowl. Like, it's, you know what's about to happen. Then it does. And we know the whole story about that. But I remember leaving the stadium, and it was just silence in our, like, it was just a cluster of Seahawks fans until finally somebody just, like, emotionally just said, why didn't they just give the ball to Marshawn? And everyone finally was able to be like, you're right. What the F? Like, but for a good couple of blocks, it was just dead quiet.
And all these years later, we still want answers to that question.
We do.
206-803-ROCK. Felix in Des Moines. Do you remember the first time sports let you down?
Yeah, well, so it wasn't really sports entirely, but I was playing soccer as a little kid. I was like, what, 7 or 8? And we were playing a game on this field, and then out of nowhere, this house that was right next to our field where I was playing at, it caught on fire, and so we had to cancel everything, and it was, like, kind of a scary moment when I was younger. And so, like, since I was so young, it just kind of put that fear into my head, and I never really played soccer, you know?
Yeah. No. Like, I'm not playing soccer. Houses go on fire if I do.
It's very dangerous.
You'll like this one, Taryn. Hey, 1982 Apple Cup was played in Pullman for the first time in 28 years. The Cougars were 3-7. Playing fifth-ranked Huskies. My brother played for the Huskies. I was sitting in the stands in Pullman, freezing my you-know-what skis off. Upset win for the Cougars.
Yeah! Let's go, Cougs!
The Daily Mix Show.
I can't believe you're going to laugh at this guy's misfortune.
How would you like to beat Steve Miggs this morning? His record is 343 wins, 117 losses, and 100 ties so far this year. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Beat Miggs at 650.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.